Gasping for air, this child is in critical condition, but there's no ventilator at this hospital in Kabul. She's among thousands of newborns here in Afghanistan who desperately need immediate treatment.
As you see it here, is a child who is extremely premature, and he needs a constant supply of oxygen and appropriate temperature in order to survive. And in the absence of resources, we wouldn't have oxygen.
Incubators in this ward are in poor shape. There's shortage of masks, gloves, medicine, and baby food. Hervé Delis is the UNICEF representative in Afghanistan. He is visiting this hospital to see what are the most urgent needs. Delis is struggling to address the ever-growing needs of health facilities in Afghanistan. And with each passing day, Afghan children are dying of disease and malnutrition.
Well, there is always life at the end of the tunnel. And that's why we do what we do. If there was no life at the end of the tunnel, we would not be here. Can't do this.
Government officials have other priorities. Taliban leaders are desperate for international recognition and financial assistance. But Afghanistan's big donors remain skeptical of the Taliban. In the meantime, the health system is on the verge of collapse. Doctors and nurses are brave. They work long hours, but they are short-staffed and overwhelmed with the number of children who are treated here every day and who suffer from measles and malnutrition. And in many cases, because they don't have the right equipment, they are struggling to find the right words to tell the parents that their children may not make it tomorrow or the day after. Ajmal Habibi is a pediatrician. Exhausted and helpless, he and his colleagues know there will be tough times ahead.
This is very difficult. It's heartbroken for us because we cannot help them.
Fuel and food will likely run out soon. If assistance doesn't arrive, there will be no electricity and heating in the newborn's ward. We return to the same hospital 2 hours after we filmed this child. Her bed was empty. She was too weak to battle an infection that spread through her body. Hashim Ahbar, Al Jazeera, Kabul.